This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم بارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم ما بعد. Has anyone seen Jannah before, يا جماعة? Anyone seen Jannah? Raise your hand if you've seen Jannah before. Do you want to see Jannah? Can you even see it? That's the question. What do we know about Jannah? In this hadith, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم explaining to us what to expect about the wonders of Jannah. Hadith number 1881 in Riyad al-Salihin, Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, qala wa'an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a'dadtu li'ibadi al-Salihin ma la aynun ra'at, wa la udhunun sami'at, wa la khatara ala qalbi bashar, waqra'u in shi'tum, fala ta'lamu nafsum ma ukhfi lahum min qurrati a'yun, jaza'an bima kanu ya'malun. In this hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted, has said, I have prepared for my righteous slaves what no eyes has seen, no ear has heard, and the mind of no man has conceived. Abu Hurairah, the Sahabi, he says, if you wish, you could recite the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in translation, no person knows what is kept hidden for them of joy as a reward for what they have used to do. Bukhari and Muslim. This is one of the amazing perceptions when it comes to giving people motivation and incentive, right? What is the best motivation you give people? When you give them perception of it without giving a specific measure to it. Like when you tell them, for example, if you do this, your reward is with me. And your kids will ask you, what is it? Chocolate? No. Better than that. Candy? No. Better than that. A bike? No, better than that. When you keep telling them better than that, how far their imagination can go? And you tell them no matter how much you try to imagine, it is still better than that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says in this hadith Qudusi, قال أعددت لعبادي الصالحين. I have prepared for my servants, for my righteous servants. And the word أعدد means what, jama'ah? Prepared, what does that mean? What do you understand from that? I have prepared, what does that mean? It's already here. It's already done. It's ready. It's not like I will prepare. No, I've already prepared. So Jannah is already created according to Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And everything in Jannah is already waiting for you. It's there. It's been created. It's been prepared. He says, لعبادي الصالحين, my righteous servants. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes these people to himself, giving them the honor to be true servants of Allah Azza wa Jal. My righteous servants, ibadi, not anyone else. As-salihin, righteous. May Allah make us among them, ya Rabbil Alameen. What did he prepare for them? Ma la aynun ra'at. No eye has ever seen anything like this. So no matter what you've seen of the wonders of this world, you know, every now and then you see something online just like, oh my God. And you see people, they create something, a building, a highway, an invention, something that they create, food, whatever. And you're just like, wow. Like the idea itself, that the decoration, the creativity is just like, wow, it's amazing. Still in Jannah, it will surpass whatever creativity people had in this dunya. قال ولا أذن سمعت. No ear ever heard of. In terms of what? The description or even the sounds of them. Like nowadays, subhanAllah, we hear certain sounds, whether from nature or artificial or man-made, you know, kind of like sounds. And we're just like, wow, this is so beautiful. This is so soothing. This is so amazing. This is so, you know, calming. Imagine the sounds of the Akhirah. How do they sound? SubhanAllah. Unbelievable. You know, nowadays, the sounds of nature, use them on artificial devices to give you the sense of, you know, outdoors so you can go to sleep. Imagine how that sounds in Jannah. And then he says, قال, وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. That is now beyond the creativity of man. No matter how much you think of anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation in Jannah is better and way and beyond that. No heart has ever, no mind has ever conceived what's there in Jannah. Okay, then wait a minute. What about when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Jannah that there are rivers in Jannah, rivers of milk and honey and wine? And what does that mean? When Allah said that there will be fruit in Jannah, He says even specific fruits. He says there will be palm trees, and there will be pomegranates, and there will be grapes in Jannah. So there are specific names mentioned, right? He said there will be cushions. These cushions made of silk, fancy silk, istabrak and sundus and these. So what do they mean then? If Allah is already mentioning things by name, how is that we're not going to be able to imagine that? Ibn Abbas answered this question. He goes, look, whatever Allah mentioned for you or to you in the Quran, or the Prophet mentioned in the Sunnah, لَيْسَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ مِمَّا فِي الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا الْأَسْمَاءِ. There is nothing in Jannah. There's nothing in Jannah for what you have here in this dunya except for the names. So that for you at least to relate to it. Like when Allah says river, so you can relate to it. What is river to you? You have that trench where you have water flowing through, right? But the rivers of Jannah are different, Jama'ah. Have you ever heard the description of the rivers of Jannah? How the Prophet described the rivers of Jannah? Jannah rivers don't need a trench to flow through. They flow on the surface, but they're still deep. How? Don't ask me. I haven't been there yet. Also, the rivers of dunya, they run on what? On the ground, rocks, pebbles, sand, and so on. But the rivers of Jannah, as they were described, they run on what? They run on saffron for the sand. And the pebbles are made of beautiful, beautiful gems and beautiful precious stones. You can imagine the beautiful, beautiful color of all these stones as they glow under the surface of the water in Jannah. Allahu Rabbi. Can you guys imagine that description, how it looks like? It's like a fairy tale. Look, all these fairy tales they do, all what they do in these movies, they try to make things so fancy and glamorous and so on, it's still man-made. What Allah prepared is way better than this. So nothing in Jannah, Jama'ah, that exists from this, in this dunya in Jannah except for the names. Only to relate to it. That's why Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he says, قال اقرأوا إن شئتم. He says, don't you hear the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran when he says, فَلَا تَعْلَمُوا مَا أُخْفِي لَهُمْ فَلَا تَعْلَمُوا نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِي لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. That no person knows what is kept hidden for them in terms of the joy and reward for what they've used to do in this dunya. So your job is to keep imagining and keep just kind of trying to think and just go into the creativity of the akhirah. Keep this as an incentive for you to do more, because at the end of the day, you can only see it. You can only see it when you earn it, as I was mentioned over here in this ayah. May Allah make us among those who will earn it, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to see the reward in Jannah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us the blessings of Jannah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And the way we all gather in this place, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to enjoy this gathering in Jannah al-Firdaws al-A'la. With the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as-salihin ala sur mutaqabilin. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Any question, Jama'ah? Yes.
Our Prophet has gone there and he has seen Jannah.
Yes.
So why is the hadith saying no one has seen?
Very beautiful question, by the way. Because that question was not just some other ulama asked the question and answered it. So the question is, look, wait a minute, didn't the Prophet go and saw Jannah when he was with Jibreel and he brought us some description from Jannah? So how come you're saying that no eyes ever seen what's in Jannah? The ulama say these two things. Number one, what the Prophet saw there in Jannah is a preview. That's one explanation. So he did not really see the actual reward. He only saw what his human eyes was able to see. Because in his human form, he would not be able to conceive what's there from the material of Jannah. So he saw something that is for him only to be able to see it. Just like when Musa alayhi salam, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قال ربي أرني أنظر إليك, can I see you? What happened to Musa alayhi salam? He was shocked, he couldn't. Because in his human form, he's unable to see that's in Jannah or actually the Akhirah. That's one explanation. The other explanation says, whatever the Prophet saw, what's in Jannah right now, something that he hadn't seen. So more things created after the Prophet saw what was in Jannah, that's way even beyond the imagination of the Prophet himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we just need to go there and see it, inshallah ta'ala. Inshallah. Yes? No. You wish, huh? Beautiful question. Jannah is different layers, right? Different levels. So in this situation, if the Prophet is in the highest level of Jannah, how can we, you know, see them? How can we see the people who are above us? The best answer to this is be on the top. Make sure to strive to be on the top. So you miss nobody. You're there. So strive in this dunya to be on Firdaus al-A'la. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from the Firdaus al-A'la, ya Rabbil Alameen. But if, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, we feel a little bit short from being in Al-Firdaus al-A'la. How can we see those who are above there, like seeing the Prophets and the Anbiya and the Salihin? In Al-Jannah, there is something, they call it Suq al-Jannah, as the Prophet described it, Suq al-Jannah, like the market of Al-Jannah. Yani in our modern time, you could call it like the lobby of Al-Jannah. That lobby of Al-Jannah, all the people of Al-Jannah, they come down. They gather in the lobby. They meet, they gather, they enjoy, you know, seeing each other and so on. And after they're done, yalla, assalamu alaikum, everybody goes to their level. Can you invite someone over to your level? Hey, come see what I have. Well, you can't do that. That's one thing. Actually, as a matter of fact, before the positions are finalized, people are given the opportunity to do shafa'at. And part of the shafa'at is people can raise people from level to level by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah accept that from them, obviously. But once the position khalas finalized, you're done. Tayyib, don't you feel guilty that I miss? I'm not in the level, for example, 100. No one will feel guilty ever. No one. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, in Jannah, there is no sorrow, no regret, nothing. No these feelings. So if someone is level 1, level 2, they're never going to envy those on level 100. Right? But be careful, guys. I know some of you say, Alhamdulillah, that means level 1 is enough for me. Some of us even, they have so much yani, low expectation for themselves. They say, as long as I cross over Jahannam, I'm happy. Yani, I'd like to be the usher on the doors of Jannah. I don't even have to be in there. As long as I cross over Jahannam. Don't you ever wish like this. Instead, you need to target Al-Firdaus al-A'la. If you fall short, at least you're close to it. Obviously, those who are close to that level, they have more access to see of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe they have access more to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the Anbiya, the Salihin, and even to see Allah Azza wa Jalla in a manner to His Majesty, versus those who see Him only maybe once every in a while. So may Allah make us all from Ahlul Firdaus al-A'la, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu a'lam. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Go work for Jannah يا جماعة.
عندي سؤال.
تفضل.